2:22-35. Listen for the word of the Lord. Then it was time for their purification offering, as required by the law of Moses after the birth of a child. So his parents took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The law of the Lord says, if a woman's first child is a boy, he must be dedicated to the Lord. So they offered the sacrifice required in the law of the Lord, either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. At that time, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him and had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day, the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord as the law required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people Israel. Jesus' parents were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them, and he said to Mary, the baby's mother, this child is destined to cause many in Israel to fall, but he will be a joy to many others. He has been sent as a sign from God, but many will oppose him. As a result, the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your very soul. This is the word of the Lord.
Father, hover over us by your Spirit. Open us to what you'd have us hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we come to the fourth of the five songs that we're contemplating in Mary's life. We have visited simplicity, receptivity, and wisdom. And today, we begin to contemplate confidence. There are a whole string of words, Hebrew words and Greek words, that are translated confidence in the scriptures, and I'm not going to try to pronounce any of them, but I'm going to give you a string of their sense of what those words are translated to mean more literally. But the words, the Greek and Hebrew words that are translated confidence, maybe more accurately to get some of the nuances of their meanings out, could be translated trust, firmness, stoutness. We don't think of firmness and stoutness always as feminine attributes or characteristics. Get this one, free-spokenness. Free-spokenness, boldness, confident persuasion. What stands under one? The substratum. And good courage. This is the confidence of that young woman carrying the Son of God within her. This is the confidence that she brought to the temple that day and heard old Simeon prophesy so boldly, so clearly. But part of what she heard could not have at that moment stimulated great joy. A sword shall pierce your soul. A sword shall pierce your soul. In the middle of all that good news and glorious prophecy and comforting words, a sword shall pierce your soul. As the Lamb of God was slain from the foundations of the world, there was pain headed his way, pain he was headed towards that was planned from on high. And so it was for Mary. A sword would pierce her soul. And it's the same word that's translated sword that is the two-edged sword that comes out of the mouth of the Son of God in the Revelation of John. There could never have been a more accurate understanding, a more vivid understanding of what was said all the way back in the garden. In pain, you shall bring forth children. Such joy in Mary, but such pain was coming. Oh, the cross is wonderful, but the cross is so painful. I wonder if part of her confidence came from being able to remember what Isaiah had said. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. And just as her womb protected the not yet born Christ, that vulnerable, fragile vessel of salvation, carrier of salvation, just as her womb had protected and carried him, then he would be her protection. He would be her trust, her firmness, her stoutness, her free-spokenness, her boldness, her confident persuasion. He would be what stood under her, her substratum, holding her securely. He would be her good courage. He would be her confidence. Let's contemplate this confidence of Mary.